Well, let's see. We had the Fairlane. Then the U-joints went out on that, and the bushings, and then your mother wanted to trade it in on the Tornado, so we got the Tornado. And God, I hated the color of that son of a bitch. And the dog destroyed the upholstery on the Ford. Boy, that was long before you were born. We called it the Yellowbird. Two-door, three on the tree. Tight little mother. Threw a rod, sold it to Jacobs for $100. Now, the special four-holer, you never seen body panels line up like that. Overhead cam, dual exhaust, hell, I had four Buicks. Loved them all. Now, your Uncle Emmett, well, he drives the Thunderbird now. It used to belong to your Aunt Evelyn. Now, she ruined it. Drove it to Indiana with no gear oil. That was the end of that. Sold that Cadillac to your mom. Your mom loved that caddy. Independent rear suspension, Landau top, good tires, gas hog. Swear it had the power to repair itself. I love the olds. Dan Steele used to give them to me at a discount. Showroom models. And there was the Pontiac. And God, I love that Pontiac. Well, it was kind of an oxblood. It's just got it handled so beautifully. Yeah, I miss that car. That was a long time ago. Long time.
Warm leatherette. 3, 4. Well, my time went so quickly, I went lickety splickly.
Yes, that's right. It's time for Randomonium. It's the Kill Ugly Radio Roadshow. Off to a bumpy start. That's what happens when you only start your car once a month. It has a bumpy start. I should say you're listening to KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland. This is DJ Manrich. And the number down here is 503-231-8187. Thank you.
You must always drive at a reasonable and safe speed. In addition, some states post signs along the roads with maximum speed limits which must not be exceeded. Different speed limits are usually enforced in residential and business districts, and in special zones like schools, parks, and bridges. They are established for maximum safety and must always be observed. Safe speeds are determined by many things such as weather, traffic, and the state of the road. Choose your speed to fit conditions. Remember, at 20 miles per hour, the odds of a collision being fatal is 1 in 1,000. At 75 miles per hour, it is 1 in 2. When you come to a school bus that is stopped to let children on or off the bus, you must make a complete stop whether you're coming from the opposite direction or traveling in the same direction as the school bus. You must remain stopped as long as the school bus displays its flashing warning light. Exceptions are these. If you're driving on a highway which has separate roadways divided by a center zone, you need not stop for a school bus which is halted on the other roadway, but you should exercise special caution. You need not stop when meeting a school bus when the latter is stopped at an intersection or other place where traffic is controlled and the signals permit you to proceed. In all other cases, you must stop for a stationary school bus displaying flashing red lights, and when you proceed, drive extra carefully. When you are stopped for a red light, wait until the green light comes on. Then look before you start. Don't be a signal jumper. Easing or jumping your car ahead into the intersection on the yellow light can cause serious collisions. The yellow light warns the driver that the traffic light colors are about to change. It means clear the intersection. When you see this light, you should slow down and stop your car, if you can do so without danger to other cars behind you. Then wait for the green light before starting your car again. If you you jump the signal before it's green and a car driving across your street in the intersection cannot stop on the yellow light, you may be involved in a bad collision. The signal jumper doesn't get the jump on other cars. He usually jumps into trouble. While speeding is a dangerous driving practice, failing to keep pace with the general flow of traffic and driving at too slow a speed creates driving hazards fully as dangerous by increasing the overtaking and passing. This is especially true on expressways and other high-speed traffic arteries. If you lag behind the normal traffic stream, you hold up the drivers behind you and tempt them to overtake you, even though it may not be entirely safe to do so. The road is not yours alone. Consider your fellow driver. Any vehicle on a roadway going slower than the prevailing speed must be driven as close to... FCC calls them Part 95, Citizens Radio Service. Get a copy from the Government Printing Office in Washington. Part of your licensing procedure involves owning a copy of this Part 95. Though much of what it contains is of little use to you, still, it does have useful information. Here are some of the more important useful points from Part 95. CB, Citizens Band Service, is intended for short-distance personal or business radio communications between CB radios, also called transceivers, whether they are in a fixed place or mobile. To qualify for a CB license, you need to be at least 18 years old. Certain Thames doesn't change. Everyone agrees, these give the same message. For example, 10-4 means, yes, I understand, I agree.
10-5.
10-5. Relay this message, or a message to be relayed.
10-6.
10-6. Busy, please stand by.
10-7.
10-7. Off the air, or radio turned off.
10-8.
10-8. On the air and standing by.
10-10.
10-10 usually means message complete. Standing by.
10-13.
10-13. Report of weather or road conditions.
10-20. 20.
10-20 or 20. Location.
10-33.
10-33. Emergency.
10-36.
10-36. Correct time.
10-42.
10-42. Traffic accident. We've enclosed a more nearly complete list of the tens and their meanings with this recording. You may want to keep it near your CB set. Most CBers give themselves a name or handle to be used to identify themselves to other CBers on the air.
Ranger 19, you've got the Ryan Stewart Cowboy here.
The handle or name you adopt should be one of a kind, based on something special in your life. As you listen further, you will hear handles in use in the exercises and dialogues coming up. In addition to handles, here are some CB terms in common use whose meanings you will find useful. First, you'll hear selected key words or phrases used often in CB transmissions. Then, a definition. And to give you an idea of how each is used in a sentence, an example will follow. Take mental notes. These key words will be used again later in the recording. Advertising. Police car using lights and siren.
There's a smoky coming up fast in that $50 lane, guy, and he's advertising for sure.
Back door. Last vehicle with CB in a group traveling in the same direction.
You have the back door now, guy. We can be looking for you. Come on.
Brown bottle. A bottle of beer.
Hey, good buddy. Got time for a brown bottle at the next short short?
Camera. Kodak or Polaroid. Radar used by police.
There's one smoke up there at mile marker 131 with a camera, and he's taking pictures for sure.
Come back. Repeat message.
Hey there, Artie Joe. Come back with that 1013.
Coupon. Speeding or traffic ticket.
Don't let that old Smokey be giving you coupons now.
Double nickel, 55 miles per hour.
Hey there, guy, we be keeping it to a double nickel. Come back.
18-wheeler, tractor trailer truck.
I'd be driving this here 18-wheeler.
4-wheeler, automobile.
We be hearing this blue 4-wheeler, guy, at your front door.
Fairy tale,
a story, or a report.
Hey there, guy. How about a fairy tale about old Papa Bear?
Go-Go juice, or motion lotion. Gasoline, or fuel.
Hey, Skyrider, we got to stop and get some motion lotion for this here.
Speed limits are usually enforced in residential and business districts, and in special zones like schools, parks, and bridges. They are established for maximum safety and must always be observed. High-speed traffic arteries, full and proper. If when you are stopped for a red light, wait until the green light comes on. Practicable. Keep pace with the traffic or drive close to the right road edge and stay out of the fast lane. Collisions are almost sure to follow. Park in your side danger zones, reduce speed, and show extra care. Head out and walk around. Even a good driver gets tired, and a good driver doesn't take chances. While speeding is a dangerous driving practice, the other drivers, never overdriving it. Someone may suddenly walk or drive into your path. Fatigue can cause collisions, never overdriving it. The courteous driver is usually the one that avoids collisions over all others. Head into the intersection on the yellow light can cause serious collisions. At 75 miles per hour, it is 1 in 2.
By the side of the road.
Smokey, any police officer.
We got it.
Or off the bus, you must make a complete stop whether you're coming from the opposite direction or traveling in the same direction as the school bus.
Early morning.
Tijuana taxi. Police car that is clearly marked with lights.
Hey, guy, you got a Tijuana taxi moving south in that there monster lane.
Separate roadways divided by a center zone, you need not stop for a school bus, which is halted on the other roadway. But you should exercise special caution. You need not stop when meeting a school bus when the latter is stopped at an intersection or other place where traffic is controlled and the signals permit you to proceed.
These practice exercises, first you'll hear both sides of the two-way conversation. It'll then be repeated.
When you proceed, drive extra carefully.
You'll let your tongue down and hammer away with words that make you feel good.
A red light. Wait until the green light comes on.
Break 19, this is the green sun, KFD 6671. Do I have a copy there?
10-4, green sun, go ahead. The robber baron, KCW 1152, let you roll the channel, come back.
It means clear the intersection.
1036, come back. 10-4, gone time is 950, 950, and it keeps on ticking.
Green light before starting your car again.
You never on down to a rest stop, not more than 2 miles down this here green path.
Cannot stop on the yellow light, you may be involved in a bad collision.
6-7-1. Have a good gone, green sun. This here's the robber baron looking for a rocking chair. 10-10.
Into trouble. While speeding is a dangerous driving practice, failing to keep pace with the general flow of traffic and driving at too slow a speed creates driving hazards fully as dangerous by increasing the overtaking and passing. 6.
Gone time is 9:50 and it keeps on ticking.
Take a short.
Hammer down to arrest him up not more than 2 miles down this here green stand.
Thank you, good buddy. I'll catch you on the flip-flop. The green thumb is gone. KSD 6671.
Have a good gone, green thumb. This is Robert Barron looking for a rocking chair. 1010 till then. KCW 1152. Now we're going to pick out the important key words. I'll give you their definitions. Don't hesitate to repeat the words. After all, your objective is to learn quickly.
This is the Kill Ugly Radio Road Show. This is DJ Manrich. The number down here is 503-231-8187. Time is 11:34. Stay tuned after this program. It'll be Mr. No Soap Radio Jim Lawrence filling in for Daniel. So you can't miss it.
Forces. Unwinding behind them the coils that ran to the devices by the impact zone. As they collided, the debris of wings and fender floated into the air. The cars rocked against each other as they continued on their disintegrating courses. In the passenger seats, the plastic models transcribed graceful arcs into the buckling roofs and windshields. Here and there, a passing...
10:36. Correct time request.
The air behind the cars was a carnival of arms and legs.
I think the key image of the 20th century is the man in the motor car. It sums up everything. The elements of speed, drama, aggression, the junction of advertising and consumer goods with the technological landscape, the sense of violence and desire, power and energy, the shared experience of moving together through an elaborately signaled landscape.
Take a look over your shoulder and give us a smoky report,
we
huh?
A substantial part of
Fairchild, our... you got a Tijuana taxi appetite.
And the experience of driving condenses
bears,
many of the experiences of being a human being in the 1970s. The marriage of the physical aspects of ourselves with the imaginative and technological aspects of our lives.
This here superstar is headed for double nickels, and we'll let that Cadillac doing it to it in the monster lane go catch himself.
The speed and violence of our age. A strange love affair with a machine, with its own death. The styling of motor cars, and of the American motor car in particular, has always struck me as tremendously important, bringing together all sorts of visual and psychological factors. As an engineering structure, the car is totally uninteresting to me. I'm interested in the exact way in which it brings together the visual codes for expressing our ordinary perceptions about reality. For example, that the future is something with a fin on it, and the whole system of expectations contained in the design of the car. Expectations about our freedom to move through time and space, about the identities of our own bodies, our own musculatures, the complex relationships between ourselves and the world of objects around us. These highly potent visual codes can be seen repeated in every aspect of the 20th century landscape. Our freedom to move through time and space, about the identities of our own bodies, our own musculatures, the complex relationships between ourselves and the world of objects around us. These highly potent visual codes can be seen repeated in every aspect of the 20th century.
Warm! Leather rats!
What do we mean? Have we...
Warm!
Where we're in...
Leather rats!
Technological... I think so, man.
Warm! Leather rats! See the breaking glass in the underpass. See the breaking glass in the underpass. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Hear the crushing steel. Feel the steering wheel. Hear the crushing steel. Feel the steering wheel. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm
glass. You can see its reflection in the luminous and vast wall. Wall, leatherette. Wall, leatherette. Wall. Is in your eyes. Handbrake penetrates your thighs. Quick, let's make love before we die. On warm leatherette. On warm leatherette.
The vital job of the writer to try to analyze and understand the real significance of this huge metallized dream. I'm interested in the automobile as a narrative structure, as a scenario that describes our real lives and our real fantasies. If every member of the human race were to vanish overnight, I think it would be possible to reconstitute almost every element of human psychology from the design of a vehicle like this. As a writer, I feel I must try to understand the real meaning of a lot of commonplace but tremendously complicated events. I've always been fascinated by the complexity of movement when a woman gets out of a car.
Her ungainly transit across the passenger seat through the near side door. The overlay of her knees and the metal door plank. The conjunction of the aluminized gutter trim with the volumes of her thighs. The crushing of her left breast by the door frame and its self-extension as she continued to rise. The movement of her left hand across the chromium trim of the right headlamp assembly. A movement distorted in the projecting carapace of the bonnet.
Brake 19 for the superstar
and that
four-wheeler, come on.
The
go ahead, number the back door of your four-wheel car, KCS 8750.
The soft pressure of her thighs against the rim of the steering wheel.
Percy the Superstar is heading for double nickels, and we'll let that Cadillac doing it in the monster lane catch a coupon.
Please.
I'll keep my nose between the ditches and Smokey out of my britches. Stack them in, yo-yo. 3-8-3,
Superstar.
KFD
4728, easy northbound, down and on the side.
Again, pay special attention to the key word. As we review, repeat them after me. Back door. The last vehicle with CB in a group. Over your shoulder. The road behind you. Smokey report. A police report. Tijuana taxi. A police car with lights and markings. Advertising. A police car with lights and siren running.
Right. Jenny. We're going to miss the start of the movie if we don't keep going. And that Robert Redford.
Oh, he's so cute. Here we go.
Are slippery.
Nah, look, sweetheart, I don't need any help driving. I don't need any criticism either. When you know what you're doing, you can handle a car just as well in the wet as...
Your modulation is mighty crisp and clean. Do you copy?
That's a big 10-4, guy. Thanks much for the radio check.
To lay in a solid 10 pounds and a solid in wall-to-wall over here on mile marker 1-4 on this Route 9. Come back.
Now, that's a 10-4. Now, how's that modulation?
Flat. Forget it. Be around.
Remember, always speak clearly and distinctly into the microphone. If you don't, your transmission may be weak or muddy.
Hey, Fred, that guy in that turkey over there, looking like he thinks he can take us.
Is he kidding? Anytime that crate is going to beat my heaps is going to be the day.
Look at that, Tony. He's asking for a drag, man. He doesn't know we've got under his hood.
Yeah, let's take him on.
Come on, let's go. Dig out!
Well, Manny, you really got torque in that thing.
Yeah. Phew, close one. That crate really corners, man.
You're getting him. We're getting out in front. You got him. But Fred, look!
The exploding air reflected from the concrete parapet seemed to detonate inside Robert Maitland's skull.
But they assumed it, but in fact it's very different from their real experience. If we really fear the combat, none of us would be able to drive a car.
Just as confused. The distorted geometry of this tremendously stylized object, let's face it, the most powerful symbol of our civilization, seems to pull at all sorts of concealed triggers in the mind. The postures of people in crashed vehicles, deformed manufacturer's styling devices. Crashed General Motors cars look very different from crashed Ford. The stylizing of the instrument panel, which after all is the model for our own wounds. Driving around, each of us knows what is literally the shape of our own death.
Regaining consciousness, she stared at the blood on her legs. The heavy liquid pulled at her skirt. The bruise under her left breast reached behind her sternum, seizing like a hand at her heart. She sat up, lifting herself from the broken steering wheel, uncertain for a moment whether the car windshield had been fractured. Against her forehead, the strands of blood formed a torn veil. Above her knees, a hand moved toward the door lever. As she watched, the door opened and she fell out. desert. She held tightly to the car, feeling the pressure of the door seat against her hand. Turning, she stared at the waiting figure of the man she knew to be Dr. Tallis.
I remember seeing some films on television of test crashes a few years ago. They were using American cars in the late 50s, a period, I suppose, when the American dream and American confidence were at their highest point. Metering coils trailed out of the windows, and they had dummies to them. They were beautifully filmed. They filmed them beautifully, but they wanted to know what was happening. They weren't interested in the aesthetics of the film. These cars were in head-on collisions, right-angle collisions, and side swipes, and plowing into other structures like utility poles. One could see 4 feet of metal suddenly become 1 foot. Filmed in slow motion, these crashes had a beautiful stylized grace. The power and weight of these cars gave them an immense classical dignity. It was like some strange technological ballet. About the way everything becomes more and more strange, more and more cut off from ordinary feeling. It seems to me that we have to regard everything in the world around us as fiction, as if we were living in an enormous novel, and that the kind of distinction that Freud made about the inner world of the mind, between what dreams appear to be and what they really mean, now has to be applied to the outer world of reality. All the structures in it, flyovers and motorways, office blocks and batteries, are all part of this enormous novel. Take a structure like a multi-story car park, one of the most mysterious buildings ever built. Is it a model of some strange psychological state, some kind of vision glimpsed within its bizarre geometry? What effect does music have within its powers? Are the real myths
other CBUs. Getting back to this language exercise, let's review the preceding dialogue.
Hey, break 19 for 1033. Come on.
Come on back, breaker.
Hey there, thanks. I got myself a four-wheeler spit in motion on this slab here at exit 14 on the green stamp, and I've been looking for Smokey. Come on.
Hey, Beaver, the place to get help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
Hey, thanks for the comeback, guy. We tried tonight.
Some of the key words in that Mayday call were 1033, emergency call, four-wheeler, and automobile, motion lotion, gas or fuel, slab, a highway, green stamp, a toll road, Smokey, a police officer. 10-5, relay message. Mayday, international distress call. By repeating these words and phrases, your ear as well as your jaw will soon become more accustomed to your new language. Before you know it, you'll be ratchet jawing on the green stamp for the best of it.
Hope you've enjoyed the ride here on Randomonium. This is Rich. Stay tuned in about 5 minutes. Mr. Jim Lawrence, Mr. No Soap Radio will be on. You're listening to KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland.
Back door. Last vehicle with CB and a group traveling in the same direction. Pound bottle. Rocking chair. Double nickel. Go-go juice. Or motion lotion. Fairy tale. Mayday. Back door. Finish transmitting.